prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means the first hour will be dedicated with my co-host Rob Regish to the Blueprint Power Hour. The second hour, we're going to be talking about the redox theory of aging. We've heard lots of different theories on why we age. We're going to be talking with Dr. Dean Jones today about his theory, which is the redox theory. Very, very interesting. I can promise you that. Remember, thanks to a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals and their parent company. I'm sorry, their product line. I always get that backwards. Rob, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I must be dyslexic when it comes to this sort of stuff. I always say it backwards. I'm supposed to say thanks to a special grant from All American EFX Sports and their parent company, All American Pharmaceuticals. This show goes on, and you can visit them at superhumanradio.com. How you doing, Rob?
Doing fantastic. The sun is out here. I don't know what it's like down there, but it's finally warming up.
Now think about it. You guys were just covered up in snow not too long ago.
Oh my God! Feet upon feet upon feet, and in fact, you know, it just melted. So
when? How long ago was the last sighting of snow that you saw a dirty pile of snow crusted in the corner of someplace?
Couple weeks.
Yeah.
Just less than 2 weeks ago.
Interesting. How are things going with the blueprint, the free issue of the blueprint?
Free issue of the blueprint bulletin. Things are going great. We've had quite a few people sign up to sample their free issue and see what it's all about. And that special will be going on at least until the end of the month over at CoachRobRegish.com.
Now, you were kind of shocked. You said, you know, you were shocked that more people didn't step up and take a free issue, because I think that we can all agree that something that's free, a lot of people will just take advantage of it. But I think that there's a reason for that, and I'll tell you what I think it is, and that's why we have to address it, because what you do is you distill down all the most important information into a more bottom line type of a process in your newsletter.
Correct.
I think that a lot of people are afraid to sign up for yet another newsletter because they don't get to read the things that they get now. So why don't you talk about your style of delivering information and why you won't be burdened. If you sign up for the free issue, you'll get an opportunity to see that this is kind of a distilled down bottom line approach where you do all the heavy lifting and you just lay out the important details, right?
Yeah, you know, I got that. I got the same question from a guy again today. He was new to the Blueprint Army, but certainly this dilemma is not new to me. He said to me, he said, "Look, I've been in this game for a while and I've kind of plateaued. I'm looking to take it to the next level. I am all over the internet and I got to tell you, I'm very, very confused. Everybody's saying, you're right, they've got the right approach." And I know what he's saying. You know, at last count, I think there were 4 dozen books on how to build muscle without gaining an appreciable amount of fat. And take it from somebody that knows over the last 30 years.
That's bought those 4 dozen books.
Yeah, that's bought all of them. And tried damn near all of them. There are a precious few that work. And as an example, in this month's Blueprint Bulletin, May, the forthcoming issue, I distill it down into two. There are just 2 books, and they're not mine, that I recommend that if you're really interested in slapping on some more muscle without putting on body fat or actually losing some, there are 2 books by 2 highly respected authors that I bring forth and say, look, this is it. This is the real deal information. And SIF, you know, you can get rid of all the phony baloney stuff that's competing for your marketing dollars.
So, you know, I said this a long time ago. The Blueprint Bulletin is kind of like Google for those of us who are into physical culture and bodybuilding, strength and conditioning, diet and nutrition, because Rob goes out there and does all the heavy lifting. He does all the searching. He does all the reading. And he doesn't do it just because he wants to provide you with the summaries of this information. He does it because he's looking for the same answers that you are. And yeah. As a result of that, you save the time of having to scour the internet, be misled a half a dozen times, spend your hard-earned money, become disappointed by just signing up for the Blueprint Bulletin, because it delivers everything that you need quickly, yeah, concisely, and you don't waste all your time. And right now you can get a free copy, the current newsletter for the Blueprint Bulletin subscribers. What do people normally pay for the Blueprint Bulletin?
It's $14.97 a month, or $127 for the year, which is $50 savings. So it's less than 50 cents a day.
I mean, it's amazing. It's so cheap, and it gives you all the answers, and it talks about things we cannot talk about on this show.
Yeah, there are some big things coming out in the world of SARMs. You're going to be hearing about that, and you're also going to get the straight dope on whether or not it's for real this time, because, right, we've all heard it before.
Yeah, I tried SARMs years and years ago, and I got to tell you something. I was sorely disappointed, but that's another story. All right, so there you go. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today and get on the bandwagon to Gainesville. What do you always say?
On the train to Gainesville. I'm driving, and they're coming
with me.
There
you go. So LaVon and Jamie Foreman have a question. To both Rob and Carl, keep up the amazing work. Rob, can you comment on Milo Sarcev's magic shake he promoted a few years back, where he recommended having a pre, intra, and post-workout drink with Vitargo mixed with both EAAs and BCAAs, that's redundant, along with some other ingredients. His claim was drug-like gains. I know on a previous show you had also mentioned some of these new carb supplements. If used properly, would render similar results. And I'll tell you right now, and I'm sure you have it in your answer, Carbolin is much better than Vitargo, because Carbolin has been well studied. The studies that were done on Vitargo are not on what's in Vitargo today, just for the record.
Right.
So there you go.
Yeah, in short, Milos was right on several counts when he gave this advice, specifically that free form amino acids used during training were far superior to whole or intact proteins. And that goes for everything from a hunk of meat to a scoop of whey. He was also close on those kind of drinks causing quote-unquote drug-like gains. It would be more accurate to say that during training, supplements have the potential to act in a drug-like fashion. Now, I've been hammering on this since 2.0 was released back in 2009. And in 3.0, in fact, did a lot of glucometer work to come up with an intra-workout drink I called the formula. That was a concoction that was very similar to what Milos was proposing, but it took the concept several steps further. For example, it replaced key energy substrates other than ATP, which, I mean, we know everybody knows you can do that with creatine, but it did it better. And it did so with agents that drilled more creatine into the muscle. It did use this and recommended the same high molecular weight modified starches as I had the glucometer reading showing that those were superior. It also included some select GDAs, or glucose disposal agents. It was a lot of stuff. Here was the problem. Some of those ingredients have since disappeared. And even when they were out on the market, it was a royal pain ordering from all these different websites, getting socked with shipping, and then mixing the stuff up to consume during your workout. So I set out to formulate something better, which, of course, turned out to be Synthogen. The key difference between Synthogen and these drinks is that Synthogen will elevate insulin enough in the absence of Vitargo are these large amounts of carbs. Now, some trainees, I'm one of them, like or need these kind of carbs. Some don't. Synthogen will also exert its effects outside the workout, and it can be taken on off days to accentuate all those positive effects. Beyond that, it imparts a cosmetic effect that the formula lacked, namely greater vascularity and muscle fullness. At the end of the day, it's more convenient, it can be taken more frequently, and it works better than any of those drinks. Now, I mentioned prior, I'm one of those guys that needs carbs. For that, I do use Carbolin. I did do the glucometer readings on it. You're absolutely right. It is superior to Vitargo. I believe, because if I'm not mistaken, there are three starting materials yes. for starches, not just one.
There are three, right? three materials, but more importantly, the research on Carbolin was done on Carbolin. The research on Vitargo was originally done on a starch that was rendered from potato, but they don't use that starch in the current Vitargo. And I may be wrong. All I know is this. The original research that they point to in Vitargo was done on a starch other than the starch that's in Vitargo today. And that's because it was way too expensive for them to extract that starch for a large process of sales. So. Right. You don't know what you're getting in Vitargo, but you do know what you're getting in Carbolin. And quite frankly, if you don't believe Carbolin works, you can get a free sample of it right now by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the huge banner at the top and try it for yourself. I got some for Dan Matha, and he was telling me that he was gassing out in his 2 and 3 hour workouts, wrestling, and he takes 50 grams of Carbolin before he hits the gym, and he says that he's got energy past 3 hours now.
Yeah.
Carbolin you know works.
If you've got a glucometer, you can prove it to yourself, too.
Yeah, Carbolin works. I mean, this is not hoax, I wonder if it works. It really works. You take it before a workout, and you will not be tired midway through your workout. The next question comes from Jason Po Shuntian. Sorry, Jason, if I butchered your name. He says, is it important to have a zigzag pattern for calorie intake, or consistent slight calorie deficit is more important? Because I did hire 3 online coaches before, and the most recent one told me that by staying in a slight caloric deficit is the way to build lean muscle mass and keep low body fat percentages all year round. I don't believe that. Is it true?
Yeah, yes.
I mean,
true.
Just look, what we know, what everybody in the bodybuilding and athletic community will tell you, that if you want to add muscle, because the body sees muscle as a luxury, not a necessity, if you want to add muscle, you must be eating above your maintenance level of calories, otherwise your body will not turn it into muscle. Your body will always try to store more fat than muscle. So if you're not eating more than your maintenance level, you can't build muscle. Isn't that true?
It's very true. Because a consistent lower caloric intake below, especially below your maintenance, leads to muscle loss
down regulation of metabolic utilization. It'll slow your metabolism down, not speed it up.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, you know, fat loss, whatever fat loss you realize early on, will stagnate. Now, you see this all the time, right? Frankie Fatty decides he's too chubby on 3,000 calories a day. So he goes on a 2,000 calorie a day diet. He'll lose weight for about a month, and then he's going to plateau. Why?
And most of that weight will be fat. A lot of that weight will be muscle. It won't just be fat.
Right. Exactly. And the reason he plateaus is because his metabolism has slowed down now to match his energy or his calorie intake. His only recourse now is to diet on 1,500 calories a day or something less than 2,000. It's like landing a plane. The closer you get to the ground, the less margin you have for error. And these people, the majority, eventually crash and burn. So zigzagging calories between 100% of maintenance on your training days, ideally, and 90, 80, or down to 70% of maintenance on off days, in my opinion, is much smarter, because by doing so, your metabolism never gets a chance to adjust to any quote-unquote set level of calories. It will efficiently burn body fat on those sub-maintenance days, for example, especially, right, if you're performing fastest-day cardio on those days. Remember, it's coming off of a maintenance day, right, training,
right.
A couple of days training, maintenance day. So your metabolism's still humming along, and all of a sudden you got a 70% drop, and you've got an energy demand from a cardio workout, high-intensity interval training on
fat,
top of that.
Fat is going bye-bye.
You got it.
Well, think about this, Rob. We talk about the importance of periodized training. We know that the body becomes accustomed to anything that you give it with regularity. So we talk about the importance of training periods. We talk about micro periodization. Some people like to train for 3 weeks, 3 months. Some people say train micro periods in the same week. You can train different types of, using different types of periodized plans. But the diet is the same thing. You have to periodize your, don't even think of it as zigzagging. Think of it as dietary periodization. You're going to eat big on the days you're looking to feed muscles growth. You're going to eat less on the days you want to dig into body fat. You can do that on a day-to-day basis. It doesn't have to be, oh, you know, I got to be doing this and that at the same time. No, you don't train that way. Why would you eat that way?
Right. And I tell guys all the time, listen, if you don't want to weigh and measure, then do this. On training days, eat until you're full. Not necessarily stuffed, but you're full. On your off days, when you do want to burn that extra amount of body fat, leave the table a little bit hungry. Okay? It's tough to do, but if it wasn't, you know, if it was easy, everybody'd be ripped, right?
You know what I do? I make it even simpler than that. I have the meals that I eat. I generally eat 5 to 6 meals a day. On days where I am not training, I back it down to 4 meals. That's
there
it. You just cut a meal out. You know who I learned that from?
Oh.
Jay Cutler. That's what Jay Cutler said. When he was training like an animal and growing, he ate X amount of times a day. As he started getting closer and closer to contest time, he simply started cutting one meal a day out. Maybe he'd cut one meal a day out for 4 or 5 weeks, then he'd cut another meal out until at the end he was eating maybe only 2/3 of the meals he normally ate. He didn't have to worry about anything. He just reduced the number of meals that day. That's
right.
It. So that's an easy way to handle it too. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. In the meantime, during the break, go to CoachRobRegish.com and sign up for the new free this month Blueprint Bulletin. Look at what you're missing out on. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755. 2755. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I had to wait for the bass to kick in before starting the show, Rob. Because I'm all about the bass.
You can hear that in the mashups.
By the way, Rob, you've always been a big fan of curcumin.
Yes.
And we have a sponsor called Rev Genetics that has simply the best curcumin supplement on the planet. You've talked about taking curcumin post-exercise actually has muscle-building effects, right?
Yes, a lot of research to that effect.
Well, this particular metacurcumin is up to 277 times greater absorption than anything on there. It's better than biocurcumin, LEF's product. And one serving is equal to taking 23.2 grams of standard curcumin in one serving.
It's cost effectiveness.
I mean, oh, it's standardized. The stuff is, and on top of that, it's on sale right now. Plus, our listeners get 20% off. When they use the coupon code SuperhumanCurcumin, you can get a bottle for $30.
Wow.
It's like 60 servings. It's amazing. It's great stuff. So check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and check out Metacurcumin. Okay. So Jason has some other parts to his question. As for my training, I mentioned earlier that I've hired 3 online coaches before. You just had to buy the blueprint, sign up for the blueprint bulletin, before, but only one encourages deloads. My question is deloading really necessary? Besides that, pardon me, I'm trying to understand the Blueprint 3.0. Not sure if my knowledge is just not there yet. I can't seem to digest it well. He's trying to eat it. That's the problem.
Actually, Jason's from Singapore. I don't even think English is his first language, but gosh, he has a great understanding. I think he's selling himself short here. But to answer his question about the deload, absolutely. Is the deload necessary? Yes. A deload, however frequently you want to do it, I recommend every third week, especially in advanced trainers, is absolutely necessary. Why? Because the body can take only so much high-intensity work without burning out. If you want to prove that self to your, prove that to yourself sometime, take an extreme example. Go in there and squat your best set of 10. On Monday. Try to do that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and every day thereafter. I would be shocked if you make it to Friday. Right? The body does need a deload. Progressive overload is not a linear process. If it were, we would all be huge and absurdly strong in a very short period of time. Now, it is true you need to stimulate the body to grow. You do that with the workout. But then you need to give it the time that's necessary to supercompensate and grow larger and stronger. If you don't, in the form of a deload or rest, the body and mind never get that time to supercompensate, and overtraining is going to set in. Now, unless you're on one of the blueprint's loading patterns, because the deloads are built in, I would proceed as follows. Train flat out for 3 weeks, okay, trying to increase, defined as, try to increase the weight that you're lifting for, you know, either the total weight, the reps, total tonnage done per unit of time, one of those three. The fourth week, you cut the weight used, the sets, and the reps in half, and you perform one less training session per week than you normally do. Now, when you resume training heavy, you're going to be shocked at how strong you are. As for understanding 3.0 better, that comes with time. You know, I mentioned to him I offer Skype and phone consults, and he took me up on it. We had a great conversation last weekend about how to take things a step or two farther, and he grasped onto it real quick. Fortunately, as with all my phone consults, people don't need to take notes. I take them for you. I wrapped everything up in a summary email to him, including all of my recommendations, got it off to him. He fired me back some questions. I've clarified those, and he is off to the races and in a better place now. But, yes, you do need to deload.
Part three of his question is, the problem with me is that I love to train, and I hate to see myself doing the wrong thing in the gym and thus wasting my time. And that's how we all feel. But as you know, internet info is like making me spin the wheel. I can't seem to get the right training and diet for myself. How can I make sense of it all?
Yeah. Well,
go to one source for a long enough period of time to see results before you try something else.
Yeah. And that's a great point. A lot of guys, are program hoppers, right? And I've been guilty of this before in the past too. You get on a program, you start getting some results, but then your mind wanders, or, you know, a magazine ad catches your eye, or you start to hear from your friends about they're doing something different. You hop programs. Well, you're never going to know what truly works and works well for you unless you give something an honest shot. But having said that, you're absolutely right. The internet is rife with bad training, diet, and especially supplement information. And the pattern I see over and over is, especially the younger guys getting into this, got a lot of enthusiasm, got a lot of testosterone, and to be clear, that is a great thing. But it leads to overtraining, extremes in diet, and shotgunning too many supplements. All right? I know people don't like to hear that, but deep down, a lot of people know it's true. As for the training systems themselves, beware of those systems that ask you, you know, to train hard and heavy 4 or 5 days a week or more, right, for more than an hour at a time. The truth is, if you are really working hard, 30 to 40 minutes in the weight room is all that you can go. And this gets back to intensity of effort. It's for the same reason that nobody sprints a mile. So whoever system that you pick, understand this is high intensity, short duration work. And the two are mutually exclusive. You can't work hard and long.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, sure.
And when we come back, we've got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today. Get this kind of information right in your inbox with a free month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Check it out. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Toothpaste is is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
There's no earthly way of knowing what was in your heart.
Welcome back to the Jason Poe Shuntian Show as we go into Jason's fourth and final question. And as for Progenidrex, I can only get it at Predator. Any ideas if there's any discount code for it?
Yeah, well, so far, Progenidrex, he's correct. It's only available through PredatorNutrition.com. And I know I also got this question from Casey Hubbard and a lot of other folks that have asked me, when's it going to be available in the States? As of yet, I don't have an answer for you. I know Predator is working hard on getting a U.S. distribution center, I think, at some point. And, you know, well, they should. They've got some fantastic products and prices over there. Now, as for the product itself, you know, I had a big long answer typed out here, but let me just give it to you straight from the heart, all right? From a guy that is actually went from being a consumer to somebody who formulates supplements. You can do things one of two ways in this business. You can formulate a high margin product and make a lot of money, or you can formulate a product with not much margin in it and do it right. And a good example of these high margin products that I'm talking about are pre-workouts, right? The typical pre-workout product that you're going to see on the shelf retails for $34, $35, sometimes $40 a month, month supply. Most of them have a grand total of $7 a bottle in them. And that goes for the label and the bottle that it comes in. So where do they put their money? They put it into marketing, advertising. Synthogen, Progenitrex.
But wait, you missed something. More importantly, margin. And margin which allows you to get into greater distribution. When you're talking about the big players, the big distribution venues in this industry, they want to be able to buy a product and turn it around and make 30, 40% markup on their money. And you have to have margin in order to sell it to them cheap enough where you can make money, and they can sell it at your MSRP, and they can make money. So when you don't have margin, it limits who wants to sell your product.
It really does. And I found this out the hard way. But be that as it may, I'm not changing the way I operate. I'm not going to put my money or anybody else's money into pro bodybuilder endorsements, flashy five-page ads in muscle magazines or other crap. I will continue to put it in the ingredients and researching the product. And having said that, over at PredatorNutrition.com, you can find Progenitrex in the store, and gratefully, after some months, it now has half a dozen or more reviews from a very skeptical audience. Believe me, it's intimidating rolling a product out over there. Every single one is a five-star review. You hear it all the time. This product works. You buy it, you order it, you use it, it doesn't. Progenitrex really is different. The feedback is very consistent. It is very very clear across all different somatotypes. They're all putting on 4 to 6 pounds of muscle a month with none of it in the waist. In fact, I've got a gentleman over there in his late 40s who took 2 inches off his waist and put 2 or 3 pounds of muscle on for the month that he was using it. So as far as getting it here in the States, I'm not quite sure who's going to get it. If you're listening and interested, I promise you this, it'll be a game changer. And the outfit that does get it is going to have a category killer on their hands. But I appreciate the question.
Let me see what time we have. Yeah, we'll go a little long. David McCarthy says, I have a question for you, if you don't mind. I was reading on the Subversity post on green tea. I was hoping to have your expert advice. I have heard you make several references to the use of ECGCs as well as your recommendations as fat burning stack as well. I know that in blogs it says that endocrine effects depend on catechin composition, so it can either help or hinder your testosterone production. But I am not seeing how I can figure that out. To cut it to the chase, is NOW's ECGCs, NOW brand, ECGC, still recommended? There's something else you recommended, or just stay away in general to the use of ECGCs if you want to keep your test levels from dropping?
Yeah, well, you know, what he's talking about here is green tea extract, and within green tea is a compound, a catechin known as EGCG, epigallocatechin gallate, among other catechins. It has been shown to have dazzling fat loss and other properties in animal research. It is confounding, though, because in those studies where it looks dynamite for fat loss, there are other studies showing that it suppresses testosterone production and it interferes with protein and amino acid metabolism. Now, I suspect the issue has to do with both dosage and timing. 5 cups of green tea, right, and associated catechins is a lot, which is the amount that suppressed testosterone in one of the studies that I was looking at. But you can easily get that amount in some of the higher percentage extract capsules and pills out there that are for sale. Now, you look at Now Foods product, for example. That's equivalent to 200 milligrams of EJCG per cap or 2 to 3 cups, okay, per capsule, per pill. Coincidentally, Adele's thoughts, Adele Musso over at subversity.com, his thoughts on this matter can be summed up as follows. He's saying, I would be surprised if low to moderate green tea consumption, 2 to 3 cups max, would actually reduce your chance of conception, hamper your gains in the gym, or even induce testicular failure. So, and I would tend to agree with them. In the event you're using that product, or a product that's 200 to 300 milligrams of EGCG per cap, I would suggest just a cap a day with your caffeine in the morning, preferably fasted and prior to cardio and away from any protein intake. Of course, you could brew up 2 to 3 cups a day and use that at strategic intervals, but for most of us, it's just not going to be practical. A good alternative, in my opinion here, is Forskolin. 50 milligrams twice a day in 2 divided dosages will not only assist in your fat loss efforts, but there's evidence it'll support lean body mass gains as well. You thus avoid any issues with impaired protein metabolism, endocrine function, and still get the fat-burning benefits. So I hope that helps, Dave.
We actually have let's go ahead and answer this next question as quickly as possible. Dan Rollins says, with spring coming, I've decided to cut down a little in prep for the pool. I've decided to track calories for a week to get an idea of what's going on in my system. Turns out I'm taking in between 1,900 and 2,800 milligrams of sodium, but only 8 to 1,200 milligrams of potassium. I know this is an issue and is probably why I'm retaining water and looking a little blurry around the middle. Besides bananas, what are some of the ways to increase my potassium intake without having to cram sweet potatoes down my throat all day long?
Yeah, well, for once, I'll try to keep this short. Good food sources of potassium include the following: beans, dark leafy greens, potatoes, squash, yogurt, fish, avocados, mushrooms, and bananas. Right now, bananas are a good source. They're portable, and it's a nice post-workout snack. It contains some fructose, which preferentially replenishes liver glycogen, and it allows for more glycogen to be stored in the muscle. Yogurt and fish would be my next picks, as they pack a protein punch, too, Greek yogurt being my favorite.
So okay, and here's one that nobody talks about, and here's a recommended way to prepare it. Get some green bananas and fry some plantain in coconut oil, then refrigerate them overnight to reduce the amount of fructose and increase the fiber. Lots of potassium, great alternative to potato and sweet potato, and it's still a banana. So, but it's a banana that you can eat with dinner, with lunch. Get it?
Good.
Okay.
Sounds good, too.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with the blueprint tip of the day. Sorry about that.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com.
GetKarbolyn.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. David McCarthy just messaged us, Rob. He said, listening live today, just want to say thanks to you and Rob for answering my question. Keep up the great work. I've been listening to your show for about a year now and can't recommend it enough. Thank you so much, David.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for listening live, too. Okay, we're going to take a fresh look at the 2015 supplement market, of which should be on the top of the list of scrutiny, is Primal D. No, I'm not kidding. Anyway, so why don't you take it away, Rob?
Yeah, thanks. You know, 8 out of 10 questions I get are about supplements, so I thought it'd be interesting to take a fresh look at what's out there in 2015, what people are spending their money on, but more importantly, maybe give people a window into what's coming. So let's talk about what is going on out there in terms of the environment. Big government has once again intervened in the form of the Designer Anabolic Steroid Control Act of 2014. Now, I know some in the audience are aware of this, but I'm continuing to be shocked by the number of gym rats that don't, because unbeknownst to most, this bill was signed into law by President Obama on December 13th, 2014. It outlawed roughly two dozen designer pro hormones, pro steroids, whatever you want to call them, everything from 6-bromo to, I think, Superdraw. What this means is that these products are as illegal now as Dianabol, not just to purchase and sell, but to possess. Blame the supplement companies on this for getting greedy, but we bear some responsibility too, because we gobbled them up and some folks use them irresponsibly. More onerous is the wording in this law as it pertains to testosterone, test boosters, or products to, you know, claiming to boost or act like testosterone. What's frightening about this is the law gives them power to remove products at will and fine or imprison companies advertising these products, things that are compared to, let's say, testosterone. Even worse, they can go after, and I quote, you should listen carefully to this, a drug or substance that has been created or manufactured with the intent of either promoting muscle growth or otherwise causing a pharmacological effect similar to that of testosterone. So you see, it doesn't necessarily need to be a pro-hormone or four carbon ring structure.
You know, this is shocking to me, because what the government is trying to do is demonize anything. Okay, so protein powder builds muscle. So what's next? Are they going to outlaw protein powder? This is ridiculous. This is in a day and age where you can sell a product that kills 500,000 people a year, and the government even makes money on it through taxes, that they are playing these kind of shenanigans with supplements for people who want to build muscle while the country collapses in mayhem, thuggery, and financial distress. This is what our government is about. Republicans, Democrats, all of them. This is what they're about. They're all worried about us putting on too much muscle.
Right. Right. The point being is the new crime is this. Can't sell anything that promotes muscle growth. All right. Now, since the economy is still in the dumper, as you pointed out, and discretionary income is scarce, supplement companies are reverting to their old standby. So what are those? Protein powder, pre-workouts, and different spins on creatine. A quick glance at the top 100 products of three of the most popular internet shops will confirm this. So the question becomes, where does this leave you, the consumer? It's just my 2 cents. But you would best put your money into products that accelerate one of the three fundamentals that are required for muscle growth. Those being products that allow you to lift heavier and create greater overload, products that accelerate your rate of recovery, and products that actually accelerate muscle growth. Now, I'll go so far as to say this. If anything you are using today isn't positively affecting one of those three areas, ditch it. Because mindlessly shoveling more protein powder down your gullet at random intervals of the day isn't going to work. Taking pre-workouts to get all jacked up, but no quantifiable overload in the gym, that isn't going to work either. Neither is haphazard use of creatine. Instead, I want you to try this. When you go to CoachRobBregish.com, in addition to getting your free blueprint bulletin, go to the store under Courses and Programs. Pick up German Loading Pattern number 1 for $7. Take your pre-workout of choice before all 6 workouts. Apply that to the bench, the squat, or the deadlift, and follow the program as outlined. Don't take anything else. No protein powders, no NO2, not even creatine.
But take your vitamin D.
But take your primal D.
But it won't build muscle. I'm not saying that. I don't want the FDA coming over here looking at me.
Right, right. You could be in jail tomorrow. In a few short weeks, 6 workouts, you will see the difference between shotgunning your supplements versus using them strategically. You will also be on the road to faster gains while saving a ton of money. And if you think that's something, take a month-long break, okay, and repeat that experiment with Synthogen or Progenitrex, you will gain a whole new appreciation for what intelligent, targeted supplementation can do for you. And most importantly, think about this. We will have all done our part in preserving what few supplement freedoms we have left. You know, it's your choice. $7 for a sure thing, or another $50 this month for a supplement company that only cares to enrich itself at the cost of more of your personal freedoms. It's not a difficult choice to make.
Well, and you know what? We're going to harken back to the early days of physical culture, whether we want to or not, because with these kind of draconian methods that the government is enforcing right now, you're going to be limited to what you can actually use anyway. I mean, this is ridiculous.
They're not waiting around. I just sent you an email. I just got an email alert. They're already going after products using the letter of this law. This law that went into effect in 2014 is far more dangerous than DSHEA, Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, ever was. I mean, you really need to sit down and
read this. Creatine builds muscle. Are they going to take creatine off the market now?
Well, you know what? They've got the law, and therefore the
this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. The problem is that the bulk of America, and I'm going to be really, really crude right now, the bulk of Americans are fat, slothful, slovenly individuals who don't give a damn about muscle. They're on diabetes medications. They're on all these meds. They don't understand that muscle could save their lives. They don't understand the research that's coming out that shows that muscle is, in fact, metabolic currency. The more muscle you maintain as you age, the longer you will live and you resist diseases. The pharmaceutical industry doesn't want this out there. And so they're getting ready. They're like, wait a minute. An entire industry, the entire pharmaceutical industry could collapse in 2 decades if people got the message that by building muscle, they could stall or even avoid all diseases and live longer, healthier lives. The drain on Social Security would be massive because people would be living to 80 and 90 years old and be fully engaged in life. This is the disaster on the horizon as far as they're concerned. They have to keep it from happening. So why give people any opportunity to build muscle easier? That's what's taking place here.
Amen. I mean, and this happened, for those of you that were unaware, this happened right in the middle of the night while all of these other problems are going on.
Yeah.
The social unrest that is destroying this nation, the fact that we can't get any of the jobs back that we lost, you know, the whole country is falling apart at the seams, and they want to go after us, the people that want to build a little extra muscle in the gym.
Yeah.
God.
It's sad. All right, look, it's been a great show, Rob. Thanks a lot. Go to CoachRobRegish.com and get your free subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin today. Find out what all the fuss is about. Rob, we'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thanks. Thanks, Carl.
Thanks. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about – you ready for this? We're going to be talking about anti-aging, but more specifically, we're going to be talking about the redox theory of aging. We're always looking for the reasons that we age so that we can do something about it. We're going to talk about a new angle. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, we talk about theories on aging on this show over the past 10 years numerous times, because at the core of what we talk about when we talk about longevity and anti-aging is, if we could figure out the factors that contribute to aging and we can address them, then we can perhaps slow the aging process down. And obviously, if you buy into the Ray Kurzweil's theory on prolonging life, and even to some degree, Aubrey de Grey, that at some point in time will come in the future where we'll actually be able to start reversing aging by repairing body parts through nanotechnology and all that sort of good stuff. But first, we have to find out why we age. Otherwise, we're kind of not shooting at the right target. And so whenever somebody has a new theory or some worthy information to talk about as far as why we age, we want to know. We want to be enlightened. And my next guest is Dr. Dean Jones. He's with the Department of Medicine over at Emory University. How are you doing, Dr. Jones?
Oh, just fine. Thank you.
We've actually had Aubrey de Grey on the show a couple times over the past 10 years. And one time he came on and he talked about his mitochondrial theory of aging, which quite frankly, I feel fits nicely into your theory, quite frankly. But anyway, your theory of aging is called the redox theory of aging. Before I ask you about your research and what questions you were trying to answer with your research, tell my audience what redox means in its simplest terms.
Redox refers to oxidation reduction reactions, and that merely is the chemicals that transfer electrons. So they either accept or donate electrons to other chemicals. So those are termed redox reactions. And much of the central metabolism that in our bodies is actually redox driven, and mitochondrial function, for instance, we get our energy from redox reactions.
But now redox reaction is exclusive to reactions that require oxygen, correct?
Well, not completely. Before there was a high oxygen concentration or high oxygen in the atmosphere, life already existed. And it was only after the photosynthetic organisms, the different photosynthetic plants became efficient in producing oxygen that really the oxygen atmosphere increased. Mm. And so animal kingdom is really aerobic. They require the oxygen, and so we think of the oxygen as essential, but that's really because we are we require it.
Right. I got you. Okay. All right, so what were you trying to answer with this most recent research? What was the question in your mind? What were the connections going on in your head when you decided to go down this road of this paper you wrote?
Well, so I have studied redox reactions, really oxidative stress, most of my scientific career. And I was at a meeting in Spain on redox biology. And as I was thinking through the discussions from that meeting and flying back, I realized that putting these concepts of redox biology into aging, that it actually could provide a new theory and potentially account for a lot of the different findings that others have made over the recent years.
Okay, so in its simplest terms, to kind of get things rolling, what exactly is the redox theory of aging?
So the redox theory has four main components, and the first of these has to do with the oxidative stress. And this is that organisms such, you know, mammals and higher organisms such as humans interact with our environment. And even though we are very complex and advanced relative to the smaller and more primitive multicellular organisms, we all have an interface between our bodies and the environment. And much of that interaction actually is of a redox nature. That's why oxidative stress and antioxidants have been of such interest over the many years, because what we recognize is that we are susceptible to oxidative stress. And so that's the first principle, really, is that a major component of interaction of an individual with environment is a redox interaction. The second principle really is that higher organisms evolved exposure memory systems. Now this is a little bit difficult concept, but the concept of exposure memory is really something like your skin remembering that you've been out in the sun.
So what you're really talking about is the hormetic effect of different things that that occur that are incident upon us.
Well, the hormetic effect certainly is one type of an effect, but it's really far beyond that.
Okay.
Because if we think about a fetus during development, if there's really an inadequate or very limited energy supply, then the child may develop and grow up actually to be stunted in growth, mm-hmm. what we would call stunted. But if one thinks about that child growing up to maturity, if they're small and indeed there's less food available, that may be an advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
So the concept really is that we have adaptive memory systems, and that allow us to acquire characteristics during our lifetime.
Go back to the sun and skin that I interrupted you, because I wanted you to finish that analogy that you were going to provide.
Okay, so simply on the skin and the sun exposure, we have built into our genetic system components which can sense the exposure to the sunlight and produce additional pigment so that it actually protects against future sunburn.
Right.
And so it's basically a memory system.
And that's, you know, this is really interesting, because I have to tell you, one of the things that I have a hard time getting my head around is epi-intelligence, if you will. The way we use the term epigenetics to show things that influence genetic expression in future generations, right? We know transgenerational epigenetics, something that happens today, you know, three generations later, there's an imprint, if you will, genetically, maybe in the mother's germs cell of the egg, that this continues to happen three generations later. And I'm starting to look at epi-intelligence, because it seems like the whole notion of selection pressure being selected for, it is hinged on those traits actually being reproduced. And some of those traits are not phenotypes. Some of those traits are behaviors. And there seems to be an epi-intelligent effect going on here, that we remember the body, like you're saying. So if you evolve in, and we've talked about these issues, quite frankly, when we talk about vitamin D production, the melanocortin system, melanocytes increase. If you evolve under the sun, you have darker skin to protect you from overexposure to the sun. So that's an intelligence that's passed on from generation to generation, that's somehow encoded. So what you're saying is this encoding may actually be a result of redox signaling?
Well, if we go back to the concept, it really has to do with evolution of multicellular organisms into an oxygen-rich environment. So complex unicellular organisms were present on Earth, they estimate, 900 billion years ago.
Right.
But it was only after that evolution of oxygen in the atmosphere that multicellular organisms evolved.
Mm.
And so it's really that concept that when the oxygen increased approximately 40-fold, that it created new opportunities for life to differentiate and to specialize into different habitats. And so the memory of where an organism was in terms of that oxygen made a difference for survival.
Mm-hmm.
If there were access to food, if there were access to oxygen, then that allowed the organism really to thrive, and for really promoting that multicellularity and development of more complex systems. So that's really the concept, that this evolution of the evolution of genetically encoded exposure memory systems really goes all the way back to that evolution of complex systems. And so even though many of our memory systems would not really be categorized as redox in nature, they all go back to that central concept that our energetics and really our ability to thrive is dependent upon the oxygen.
Interesting.
System.
So this means that that this memory system is built upon itself. It doesn't replace old memories with new ones and wash them away. It continues to build upon them, and that's where. Okay. So now, what was the third factor? And you said there's four factors.
Well, so the third really is the concept that the exposure memory systems allow an individual to adapt to the resources available and
mm-hmm.
also to the threats of the environment during lifespan. And so we have many of these memory systems. The immune system is actually one of them, but you also already mentioned the epigenetic systems, the epigenome systems.
Right.
There's many different proteome systems and so forth. So there's many.
And that would speak to the fact that what, you know, the microbiome of the body is becoming hailed as the new frontier, a great focus on it, its effects on health and disease states. And we know that the microbes are imprinted as a baby passes through the vaginal canal upon birth and then through breast milk. So that would make sense on how mother passes on to child some of these memory imprint as far as exploiting its environment and its resources could be the microbes that we're that are invested in us.
Yes, I think that's very true. I think that that is what we're learning from the microbiome research, is that we impact the microbiome, but the microbiome also impacts us.
Yes, yes. We're even seeing interplay between hormones and microbiome. So we know that certain hormones cause certain microbes to thrive, but then sometimes if you take some an animal, and this has been done in rats, that does not have oxytocin, for instance, when they implant Lactobacillus rotari or rotari, depending on what part of the country you're from, it now starts to produce oxytocin. So you're right. This is a very, very symbiotic relationship we have with these little microbes that are our friends. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, if we could hit that fourth item, and then we'll kind of go from there. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay, we're talking with Dr. Dean Jones. We're talking about the redox signaling, redox theory of aging. I promise this is going to be a very, very enlightening and interesting discussion. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Dean Jones from the Department of Medicine at Emory University about the redox theory of aging. We covered 3 points so far. We're going to cover the fourth point right now, and then we will move through this so that we can better understand what we need to know to perhaps enable ourselves to age better, taking this theory into consideration. So, Dr. Jones, what is the fourth point of the redox theory of aging, please?
Well, the fourth point has to do with the irreversible decline in adaptability. This is the concept of the exposure memory system is that the exposure memory systems have evolved to really allow us to have a memory of our previous exposures and help us in terms of future exposures. But a consequence of that is that that any of the changes that are irreversible reduce the flexibility of the system.
Sure.
So basically we become less flexible as we get older because we have executed these different memory systems. There are different ways that we can think about.
Now, when you say executed, you don't mean used, you mean done away with, right?
No, well, I really mean use. Some of them are going to be, if we're talking about barrier function. So, for instance, if we have a mycobacterium, a tuberculosis type of organism in the lung, if the body responds and walls off that, creates a barrier, in so doing, it can protect from the organism, but it also obstructs part of the lung. And so any responses that result in scarring or any types of depositions of abnormal material are going to basically be interfering with function in the future.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Wow, this is really interesting. It fits. I mean, as you're saying these things, like, I'm thinking of the way they handled Fukushima by just, you know, barricading it around walls, and that now that land could be never used again. This is the same concept of when the body has to sequester these cells that have kind of gone wrong, and that area of the body is just no longer functionable. It doesn't function any longer. It's interesting.
Yes, I mean, that's the concept, but I think it's also true with many of our behaviors. I think that we get patterned in our behaviors, and in effect that we lose flexibility. And when that happens, with new challenges, we may respond to them inappropriately and not even actually respond poorer than if we had no experience.
What about the idea that our body's ability to repair things, we forget where we put the blueprints. We start losing things as we age. You know, I keep coming back to the learned and innate immune system, and I go back to the gut microbes, and I think to myself, what if in fact we are not able to activate these repair mechanisms any longer because we've lost them. They've been eradicated somehow. They've been lost, and we just don't know how to repair that. And if we could somehow reseed that, we could actually start to repair things again like we do when we're in our youth.
Well, this is actually happening, but before I talk about that in terms of the way that the new some of the new methods for the cell transplantation, but this issue of the decline in systems is rather interesting because in the immune system there's both positive and negative selection. So the negative selection, some of the immune system is actually killed so that we don't have inappropriate immune responses. And so this is what protects us from ourselves. Really is the fact that we have both positive and negative selection in the immune system. And our mental function, our brain function is really the same because we as we learn, we have selective pruning of the neurons. So we actually are killing some of the neurons in order to establish the appropriate connections for memory to work. So I think one of the difficult things is we think about loss of function meaning loss of cells, and that is true, but in some cases gain of function is due to loss of cells.
Oh.
And so those are two different aspects of aging that they may be very different with regard to what I call this execution of exposure memory systems, because they may have opposite type of reaction.
Right. Okay, so taking into consideration the redox theory of aging, what do you see as our biggest challenges today as far as what we are exposed to environmentally, nutritionally, that may be actually promoting aging, given this theory?
So the question, I got an email asking a question about this a few days ago, and the one of them that I think is potentially of most interest is the question of whether aging is continuous or whether aging is episodic. And so one of the interpretations from the theory is that that aging is probably episodic, that we have a traumatic event that we respond to, and that may in fact age us considerably. Because we've now, in responding to that stress or that event, we have now used up a lot of our flexibility. And so a natural consequence of this thinking is that if we could figure that out, then we would have a real opportunity when we have, I mean, PTSD is a good example. If we can intervene, supposedly, I mean, I don't study that area at all, but from what I've read, appropriate intervention can, in fact, reverse and recover from the PTSD, whereas ignoring it, it simply is not, that's not a good outcome. And so I think that's one of the things that I'm most excited about is that question of, is it episodic?
And I when you said that, I thought about my own journey through life. And, you know, there are periods of time where I felt like I started to hyper-age, given certain issues that I was dealing with. And then there are periods of time where I feel like aging was much slower. So I have to believe that it's episodic as well. What about nutrition? We are assaulted today by the worries of what we're eating is actually not good for the human condition. So does the dietary regimens play a role in redox processes?
Well, certainly it does. I think the great experiment that we had in the American culture over the past 3 to 4 decades with the low-fat diet replacing with high-carb diets, I think that's really telling us that the nutrition really is central. The key question is, what is the balance? And I think, you know, when I started, I taught nutrition for many years, and when I first started teaching, reading the nutrition literature, what was most remarkable was that already 100 years ago, before most of the vitamins were even known, good nutrition was recognized to be eating a varied diet. And I think that's such a remarkable principle, because eating a balanced diet is, you know, so fundamentally sound. Now, certainly there are some nutrients that we don't get enough of with the usual diet, but in general, I think that is what we need to go back to, the more
ancestral diet. We talk about ancestral diets. We've been talking about them for 10 years now, to eat more before agricultural interventions and before organizations making suggestions about what foods are good to eat. We knew what to eat, and the foods that we ate 300, 400, 500, 600 years ago are foods that we're told today are dangerous for us, and clearly that's not the case at all. But I agree with you there. We have to take a break. What I'd like to come back to and focus on is, how can we leverage your theory to best position ourselves to age better, to utilize the redox theory of aging to age better? I know that there are certain supplements that influence redox signaling, and also certain hormones that are used as supplements, like melatonin, for instance. So if we could talk about some of the things that we can leverage, perhaps to actually slow the aging process and take advantage of what you point out in this theory, would be wonderful. We're talking right now with Dr. Dean Jones. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800 1-800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Dean Jones from Emory University about the... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I shut my mic off. I'm sorry about that. About the redox theory of aging. And when we were going into the break, I said I'd like to discuss how we can leverage what you understand about your theory to improve our own aging.
Well, Carl, let me divert attention just for a second before we get back to that, if you don't mind.
Please.
I wanted to introduce the concept of the exposome, and I don't know whether your audience has heard of this. It's
no.
A relatively new scientific term.
No, I have not heard of it. Perhaps someone else in the audience has, but I have not.
Okay, so the exposome has been defined as the cumulative lifelong exposures of an individual. So the concept was introduced almost a decade ago by Christopher Wild, who's now the head of the International Agency for Cancer Research. And Christopher Wild's concept was really that as a consequence of sequencing the human genome, it now became necessary to try to similarly get a conceptual framework to understand human exposures in a systematic way. And so he coined this term the exposome. And it is basically the cumulative lifelong exposures of an individual. Now, it's really complex and daunting to think of that as to having such a sequence outlined. But the reality is many of us have similar events in our lifespan. We get vaccinations at the same time. We start kindergarten at the same time.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So there are many things in life that are, in fact, sequenced. And so now there is a growing interest in developing an international consortium, just like the Human Genome Project. It would be the Human Exposome Project, and the purpose would be to develop a plan to do this. And so we've been working very actively on this at Emory, and it's quite relevant to your question about how can we leverage the redox theory of aging. And the key aspect of sequencing the exposome is that if we could capture that information in such a way that we could use it scientifically and even medically in what President Obama calls precision medicine, it would probably advance health in so many different ways. And so what we have developed at Emory is a methodology that allows us to measure over 20,000 chemicals in a drop of human blood. And so the concept with regard to leveraging the redox theory is that if we could get this type of information assembled for individuals as they age, then I think we could really understand as individuals what we're deficient in and what exposures that we need to avoid. And so that's sort of, just as far as futuristic thinking, that's sort of where we're headed. But coming back to your point on how do we leverage, I've already mentioned the one aspect. I think that if we can understand stressful events and understand how they impact us and what we need to take, what intervention strategies we need in order to compensate for those and actually recover from them, I think that's one thing we can do. A second thing is actually another consequence of the theory, and that is that feeding into what Aubrey de Grey has been talking about now for many years, we should be able to rejuvenate. It's a difficult concept. I mean, I've thought about it quite a bit. How would one do it? But I think there are epigenetic changes that occur during life that if we knew how to manipulate it, we could manipulate it. If we look at the research that's being done right now in terms of the heart failure in older individuals where they're transplanting heart cells and regaining a strength in the heart, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
Bone marrow transplantation really is in the same direction, that by eliminating the cancerous cells and replacing them with normal cells, that a person can recover. And so there are many cases like that that are really being developed in modern
medicine. Well, I'll tell you, there's three scientists. They're all over in, two are in China, one's in Japan, that I've tried to get on this show for the past 4 years now. And they won't because their English is so poor. And I've been reluctant to have someone interpret their information and do a show about it. But there's some really interesting work being done in transfusions from young to old rats. Have you seen some of that?
I've heard about it. I really haven't. It's
really like touching the third rail of science because it harkens, you know, Dracula, vampires, and all this other stuff. And oh, what are you going to do? Start exploiting, you know, the blood of young children to keep old people old. So it's like a third rail to even discuss. But what we know about that research is that the infusion of the it's not the young blood, but it's what is in the young blood. These stem cells and neutrophils and macrophages and all these things that are in the young blood that go to work on the old body and actually can reverse aging dramatically. I mean, noticeable. I mean, there's visible changes in the coat of these rats, changes in their actions and their desire to copulate. I mean, it's just amazing, but no one wants to talk about it because what do you do? People imagine, you know, young babies being blood drawn from them to keep old people alive, so nobody wants to talk about it. But we can actually take what we're learning from that and use it. So, you know, protein peptides are communications devices in the body. They're messages. They carry messages to cells and tell cells things to do. There's lots of novel protein peptides out there far beyond growth hormone today that seem exciting. The thymosin beta 4, thymosin beta 3, these are two protein peptides that were given to stroke patients and individuals suffering cardiac ischemic events within 6 hours of having those events, and all of the collateral damage to the brain or the heart was gone. There was no evidence of a heart attack or a stroke. So we have access to some of these things that we find in young, youthful blood. And I think that in there lies some portion of the answer. But there's another thing, and this is one of the things that Aubrey and I, we've disagreed upon on the air and in private as well. And that is that Aubrey is a staunch opponent to exercise. He says because it causes oxidation and it causes free radical and this is what ages people. Yet you look at people who exercise, and I don't mean people who do hours and hours of cardio. I mean people who do resistance training and they do moderate cardiovascular exercise and they seem to be younger looking, feel younger. They live healthy. They don't develop diseases, which is counterintuitive when you consider the oxidative stress it produces. So what about that? Any ideas on that side?
Well, I have lots of ideas on that, but I think it comes back to moderation. I think that, I certainly agree with you that exercise is really a key to healthy longevity. It really is necessary that one move the body. My main argument is that we have two circulatory systems. We have the central one with our heart pumping, but we have the second one, our lymphatics.
Mm.
And I really think that because the lymphatic flow is driven by the physical motion, that it's probably the necessity to have exercise simply to keep the lymph basically cleansing the outside of the cells.
Interesting.
Only a small surface of a cell is touches the bloodstream. Most of the cell is exposed to the lymph, and if the lymph doesn't move, then if there's toxic materials in the lymph, I think that is the reason we need to exercise.
I like that, because so in other words, you want to be a stream constantly moving. You don't want to be a stagnant puddle.
That's right.
I like that. All right, let's do this. We'll take our last commercial break, and we will wrap up the interview. We're talking with Dr. Dean Jones about the redox theory of aging. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carvelin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carvelin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carvelin is the answer. Carvelin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carvelin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarvelin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarvelin.com. GetCarvelin.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Lipospheric.com.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Dean Jones from Emory University. We're talking about the redox theory of aging. And there's one plate in your research here that I would like to ask you to explain to me, because I just can't figure it out for the life of me. You have a plate here that says multifractal analysis shows greater regularity of metabolism is associated with poor health. Can you discuss that?
Well, it's really a very interesting subject. The origin was a couple of decades ago now, in studies of the human heart rate. And it turns out that although one would think that a regular rhythm, perfectly regular rhythm, would be healthier, in fact, it turns out that that's not the case, that a more irregular heartbeat is healthier. And this has now been replicated in many different health measures and disease-related studies, that the irregularity of the systems has a maximum adaptability. So this gets back into the concept of the exposure memory system and the loss of flexibility. One can think of it in terms of overeating. If you eat way too much food and end up with just completely saturating all of your metabolic systems with fat, your body can't absorb any more fat. It can't metabolize any more fat. All it can do is deposit that fat. And so basically you've pushed the system totally to its limit, and therefore it has no flexibility to tolerate any more. And so that's the concept, is that health is really a system that has maximum adaptability. And what that means in terms of metabolic measurements is the maximum irregularity. And so this methodology called fractal analysis was introduced now, many years ago, to measure irregularity of systems. And I can't go through the math on that, but it's pretty remarkable, because when we applied that to human systems, indeed, the metabolism mapped out to show that individuals in the ICU who were very, very sick, they had maximally regular, they were highly regular metabolism. And those who recovered, came out of the ICU, their metabolism went back to a much more irregular character. And so we did a study where we gave people a nutritionally deficient diet. So we actually left out an essential amino acid. And what we found was that over a period of only 4 to 5 days, their metabolism became much more regular.
Mm.
And it reverted right back to its irregular character when we gave them the diet back with the essential amino acids.
This is really interesting, because one of the things that we've espoused on this show, the term in the media today is intermittent fasting, because that's but what we call it on the show is a more ancestral meal pattern. You know, so our ancestors, the reason that we're here today is because we had somewhere ancestors that were able to go for long periods of time without food, without falling down and becoming food. And so having the metabolic flexibility to occupy different extremes, be, you know, extremely underfed, extremely fed, and everything in between. So we kind of emulate that by having periodic days, maybe like I personally have an 18 to 20 hour fast once a week. And, and but I continue to do the things that I have to do. I go to the gym and I do everything that I have to do. I don't get woozy and lay down and, oh, I don't feel good. I have to lay here until I can eat again. I mean, I'm fully engaged in life. And interestingly, you talk about heart rate. And one of the things that we've explored on this show is heart rate variability. And one of the things that I've learned from doing a lot of research into this area is the more highly conditioned an athlete is, the more irregular their heart is. For instance, extremely conditioned athletes can suffer from something called bradycardia, which in a sick population is dangerous, but in an athletic population is just common. They ultra low heartbeat, sometimes 42 beats a minute, is not unheard of because they have very, very efficient use of oxygen. The heart has been upregulated as a pump, so it doesn't have to pump as frequently to keep blood moving. It's stronger. It's larger, like a big bellows. But also, the pulmonary system helps to regulate the heart. When you take a breath in, your heart rate usually changes, and when you breathe out, it changes again. In a sick population, you don't see that. But in a highly conditioned population, if you monitor the heart rate, you can actually hear the heart rate changing with the breath. It's that responsive. Boom, boom, boom. So this is interesting what you're saying here, because that plays into things that we've discussed on this show from more of an athletic performance and metabolic flexibility standpoint.
Yeah, so I think that's right on target, and that is one of the concepts that the main reason I put that into the manuscript was really to open the doors to better methods to measure this, because I see it as very useful if one wanted to determine the health of an individual and could simply have some measures of regularity and use that then to monitor an intervention. If you're starting something new, does it really improve the metabolic character?
Yes, that's very, very interesting. This is really, really great stuff. So where do you go now? Are you going to be speaking about this to groups of people and sharing this theory with them now?
Well, so I have been traveling way too much in recent days. The research is really very exciting. I am a full-time researcher, so I like to spend as much time as I can with the science. But the ideas are really very important with regard to the future of personalized medicine and improved what we call here at Emory. We have a predictive health program, and it's really the concept of how can we improve one's prediction of their future health, and what can they do to manage that better. And so I think that's what I'm after is, I'm certainly going around talking quite a bit, probably too much, but certainly the message is there. This is a real opportunity to advance human health.
It's been great having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Always expanding the horizons of longevity here on Super Human Radio. I want to also thank Rob Regish for the first hour of the Blueprint Power Hour. Please go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more about him and, of course, to the folks at All American EFX Sports and All American Pharmaceuticals for being the title sponsor to the show and making it possible. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com. There's a banner at the top. You can get a free sample of their superior carbohydrate supplement, Carbolin. So you can check it out and try it yourself as a pre-workout and intra-workout drink. I think you'll be convinced that it will fuel your workouts and make you train harder and longer. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
You have a